Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coming up next.
So you're a really articulate reader.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the...
You get slandered.
They said, I have two GCSEs. Basically.
Or unless he plays it smart, come link me on the 13th, overlap to the 14th.
But I've been seeing guys like say now that they want stuff on Valentine's Day.
Why shouldn't we want stuff on Valentine's
Day? It's not a girl's day. You guys said you hate it.
I hate it because I've never had nothing ever.
Oh.
Nothing but expectations and disappointment, bro.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the BTS podcast. You are joined by
Beatrice,
Tammy,
and Sharon, and we have some very, very special guests
in
the building with us today.
We have our prayer points in the building today.
Guys, as you're watching this, just stretch your handful from bless the screen.
Bring that holy water
that
your mum has been telling you to use on the anointing oil.
Bring it on the screen.
I'm crying. But yeah, we're joined by two amazing guys. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Fuhad.
James.
S&G.
Come on.
And we're here with BTS.
Come on.
Now people can stop dragging us.
No, literally.
Like, they have actually been on our next.
Huh?
No, honestly. Every other comment.
Yeah, literally.
Point.
Oh my God, please get them on.
Yeah. Oh,
nice. You people, we've done it all. Subscribe.
Facts. The views have to be viewing now.
No, boy. But before we even start anything, right, I was like to the girls, if we're going to get these guys on, if you know me, one thing about me, I like to go back and forth. I like to do a bit of in-your-face kind of business. You know what I mean? I'm Nigerian. It's in my nature.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, these guys, I watch you guys, by the way. So like, I'm into your content. I'm like, yeah.
She's a cult baby.
I'm a cult baby. You know what I mean?
All right, now I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable.
Yeah. On this show, we have bare dilemmas that get sent through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always something about, like zaddy vibes. You know, is it your daddy? Is it your zaddy? Like, always deliberating. And we're like, hold on. We have two people in this place that claim the zaddy status. Before we even start, what made you guys feel like you deserve that? Damn.
Let's interject.
God.
It started because I called him daddy.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Daddy, not
Zaddy. Yeah, I never called him Zaddy. Daddy is crazy.
Yeah,
that is nuts.
Yeah.
That's how Bruce Lee's chat. That's FaceTime chat.
No.
But yeah, I just called him Daddy.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think we ever, before that, ever claimed to have Zaddy energy or Daddy energy or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been...
But you give off that vibe now. Like, is that the stage you guys are trying
to... Burn into it.
I'm warm now.
Before you get too comfortable. Obviously, like I said, I was like, okay, cool. We have two zaddies or daddies. Whatever you want to call them.
Zaddy,
in the room.
Daddy.
Yeah, exactly. But in my eyes, now obviously, everyone's beautiful in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm not here to deliberate. Shandalabush. The best looking, everybody is beautiful, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a certain je ne sais quoi.
Okay.
A certain vibe you need to give off.
Okay.
To have that status. Right. So I'm like, okay, I have my list already banked.
What do you mean?
I have my list of daddies that I feel like deserve that status.
Damn. Right. Okay. That, like, I had that locked in my pocket. Okay. I'm like, okay, cool. Why don't we do a little Zaddy v Zaddy? Who's your Zaddy? Kind of vibe. You know what I mean? Let's see, because you know what I mean? You just have to see, you have to test the walls. If you don't, you know what I mean?
Basically, what happened was we'd put you up against some people that people might consider as zaddies. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, zaddies.
Sorry.
Yeah,
zaddies. And you basically got to say
it, you got to say it right with like seduction. Zaddy.
Sorry, I don't really use these terms.
Valentine's Day is coming.
Church. All these terms. But yeah, basically what we did, we ran a poll. And we put you up against some people that
that's Polish Miller.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Wow. Oh, well.
Okay, so we ran a poll. So we did James versus some people and Fuhad versus some other people. Mm. And we ran a poll and we're just gonna tell you what the results are.
Oh, she's laughing. Oh, let's get it over with.
Yeah. Let's get this Africa over with.
Okay, so I'll go through this very quickly. Mm. So the first one was James versus Jamie Lang.
Jamie Lang's the homie. That's, a,
that's the brethren. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously it's done by percentage. What do you think the split is?
Jamie Lang.
Mm. Why is your eyebrow doing?
That's the broski, but I'm not gonna be. I'll be offended. I'll be very offended. I'm gonna be polite and say 60-40.
To who?
To moi. Yeah. Be polite.
I'm crying.
Cool. So we did Fuhad versus Bodrick
Hunter. Do you know who Bodrick that is?
Nah.
He's a model.
Yeah, let me get you up.
That's a loss already. He's a model. That's a handsome motherfucker.
He hasn't got the girth that you've got though, Paul.
That's a handsome motherfucker.
Yeah, it's handsome still.
I'm gonna say he got that.
The next one was James versus Central C.
Interesting. That's interesting.
What do you think the split is?
Oh, nah, I reckon like 70-30 Central.
So who?
Yeah.
Okay, so we said Fuhad versus Marcus Rashford.
Oh, I think I got that.
You got that.
I love United.
Yeah.
Rashford's my boy.
You got that.
Next one was James versus James St. Patrick, also known as Omari Hardwick.
I'd say, that's like 95% him.
Mm. Do you not believe in your...
I believe in... But the thing is as well, is because people compare me to him all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's just like, he's just an older, more successful version of me.
I like it when people are real. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not always going to be the best thing. Like, you have to... No, but it's true.
Next one is Fuhad versus Harry Panera.
Interesting. That's the broski as well. We just did a... Too long ago. I'm not even going to...
I'm not going to last for the comments. Harry's getting love.
He should get love.
Yeah, was he 6'2 as well?
Yeah, man. He's got the height. Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'd vote for you though.
Yeah.
I'd vote for you.
I mean, I'd vote for myself too. But you know, I don't know what your streets are saying. Your streets are different to my streets.
It's so even true. You know.
We now have James versus Kano.
Kano?
In Zaddy status.
Yeah. I'm not even going to speak.
Okay,
should I just say
Let me get my P's and Q's. I'll give him the dub. Happily.
This next one. Fuhad versus KSI.
100% Quakes.
If I don't win that. I know he's got money.
Yeah.
I know he's got
There's
money.
There's only so much money can do.
My boy has to take that.
If I don't win that.
Okay, cool. Last one. James versus Drake.
Ooh.
And it's funny because this picture that we posted of you and Drake are posing exactly the same.
Mm.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Do you get that you look like Drake a lot?
Not as much anymore. When we were younger, daily.
Yeah. Really?
Daily.
That's like Beatrice and Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I can't see it. It's every video.
Yeah,
I even said, hey, Janet. Like, that's literally how bad it is.
Even MJ.
Yeah, no. People even wherever Jackson is.
Wherever Jackson.
All the time.
Whatever Jackson. Nuts.
Is nuts.
Maybe Drake.
Mm.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
And then we have Fuhad versus Burna Boy.
Is the last one?
Mm. Yeah.
Burna Boy. I don't do that. You man,
Burna Boy.
Burna Boy. Jesus.
Wow. Burna Boy.
Burna Boy's handsome, man. Burna Boy's handsome. I feel like he might have taken that dub. I say might. He's probably taken that.
James got 75%.
My God.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
That's my brother.
Okay, okay, listen, I see you. I'm going to say this.
All right. Cool.
Fu had won by 55%.
It's a scrape. Oh, wow. Well played.
I thought it was just
Burna Boy. Yeah.
How big is this poll? Like, yeah. Where's the population?
And lastly, you know, to kind of just okay. No, it was
no, fine. Oh,
okay, okay.
Yeah. To kind of wrap it up, we did Fuhad versus James.
Before we even do that, the way people were getting onto us for even asking initiating the question,
like, as if we started World War III.
Yeah, honestly, they were like, "Not wait, how dare you make me choose? Like,
yeah,
how can I do such a thing?"
Someone said pitting black men against each other is crazy.
Damn.
Wow. Wow. I love that though.
No, that's crazy.
Cool. So who do you think won that? Or should we just go straight to the vote?
I think Fred won.
Oh, look at you so oh,
that's the bro's genuine. I think Fred won.
That's the
bro's team. He's been black, but yeah. I reckon Fred won.
60-40.
Nah. I reckon Fred like 70-30. I'm being fucking serious.
Okay, so James won. By 65%.
It was a different day and all them things there. I think
next segment. Next segment.
Obviously, we do dilemmas. Mm. We get really juicy dilemmas. And someone sent this in. So, are you guys ready?
I'm ready. Yeah.
I have been dating my partner for a few months and we had been living separately. He owns his own apartment and
that's
I
good.
Was...
Sorry, that's good.
Okay, cool. And I was renting. Here's some small info. We had discussed finances early on in the relationship as he wanted to make it clear that he doesn't earn a lot of money and wouldn't be able to afford much in terms of gifts, holidays, meals out, etc. And I was okay with all of this to an extent as I don't typically go for a man because of how much he earns. I earn my own money and... You're already laughing.
That's cap.
I earn my own money and do more than him. He then asked me to move in with him, which I was happy about, but then there was a slight pang of doubt due to the money situation. Call it women's intuition. I felt a small percentage of me was being asked to help him financially.
Hmm. Sorry.
Trigger warning.
Help a man.
Fuck. Oh, wow.
Help a man.
The rent I was paying in my old place was quite high, but with how much I earn, I could cover it easily. So that was never an issue.
Go on, girl.
I hate when they flex.
Yeah.
I hate when they're bringing the brothers down, man.
It's irrelevant. Yeah, cool.
He said he would charge me rent, but not at the market rate.
Not the market rate.
The word charge in general is crazy.
His partner.
Not at the market rate. It's
crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
I was initially taken aback in the sense of, hold up, you're going to charge me rent on your mortgage.
Jesus.
But then I did think I should contribute to the house, of course. So I pay him rent. I pay half the bills and half of the food shop.
No.
Yeah, bye. And you're probably still cooking the food on top.
Yeah,
bye.
Legit. In a conversation one time, he told me how much deposit he put down on this place and how much he bought it for. Now the accountant in me, I'm an accountant, worked out that the rental amount he is charging me would be near the amount of his mortgage payment each month.
Hey! He's a conniving motherfucker.
She said, you get where I'm going with this. We were having a discussion one day and on his computer screen, I could see that he had his mortgage statement up and his monthly repayments. The rental amount I pay is the amount of his mortgage repayment every single month.
No. No.
Basically,
wow.
That's your
last one. Yeah. You're a tenant.
You're a tenant, yeah. Wow. He plotted this one time.
I confronted him and told him, charging your girlfriend the full amount of your mortgage payment, even though it's cheaper than what I was paying in rent, is morally wrong. I also told him that I feel exploited, and he responded by saying that if I don't like it, then I can go and live somewhere else.
Jesus!
I'm not charging you the market rate, so you're benefiting.
This market rate chat is insane to me.
This brother's rude.
Nah. This is rude. Where do you find... Anyway.
Oh, God. He actually hates her.
Yeah, facts. He couldn't see what he was doing was wrong and that he will be financially gaining from me paying his mortgage amount. Yes, I do save money due to not having to pay what I was paying at my old place, but it was never an issue and I could always cover it. I'm not in any of the deeds of the house, but he did say during the argument that if I paid him 40K, which is half of his down payment, then I can be paying half of the mortgage. Am I in the wrong here? Please help. Lol.
What?
Make an investment. Make an investment or shut up. Wow.
That's a crazy way to start.
That is. Yeah. I mean, can I just say you're a really articulate reader?
Really?
Yeah.
Because the...
You get slandered.
What? They said I have two GCSEs. That's what they said, basically.
They fight everyone.
They basically said I have two GCSEs.
No A level.
You'll end up in McDonald's. No uni degree. Nothing. They basically said I did GCSE at foundation, so I could even get a C. All I could do was pass.
That is crazy.
That's horrible.
Thank you.
That is out of order,
man. Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
No.
That is a bar. Two fucking GCSEs.
You did that foundation.
Barely scraped it.
Oh. I'm so done. But no, that dilemma, I think, is there's so many things wrong with it. I can't even articulate. But I'm just deep in the fact that he actually looked at his bank statement and said, okay, this is the amount. Let me text her. And this is the amount I'm going to charge her. Is that not mad?
No, yeah, it's mad.
Like, it's to the T. The exact mortgage payment is what she's paying.
I mean, he pre-planned this. He knew it.
He knew it was fine.
To even ask someone to move in after a couple of months, you'd been planning.
He's planning this.
He even set it up. I don't earn a lot of money.
Yeah.
I cannot give you gifts.
I can't take you out.
I can't take you on holiday. But what I can do is charge you rent. And we can be living here together.
In matrimony.
Wow. In matrimony.
Matrimony.
Nah. Living in sin.
Living in sin. Honestly, that is wild.
And then man said, pay me 40K, you can be a landlord as well.
You don't like it, leave.
Yeah, otherwise go.
You're not paying market rate.
If you don't want to pay that, then you don't have to live here. But you asked me.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, she's not in the wrong.
I can't lie. She messed up from the time where he was saying that he doesn't have enough money to date her, basically.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. To be fair, she loves ignoring red flags.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I've got no money. Like, I can't do this.
Was that face to face, that conversation? Or, to be fair, I don't know. Damn. Yeah. Ignoring red flags for sure.
Damn. I can't be around a man like that, boy.
Yeah, sometimes as women, we be looking at the red flags.
In everything.
We even be waving them with the guy. We'll show you the wave flag. You'll take the flag.
You'll even wrap it around yourself and be wearing it. Flag.
When I get older, I'll get just waving the flag.
That dilemma, I feel like there's no.
It's not even a dilemma.
She said, am I the one in the wrong? Please help. No. I don't know how someone can type that.
Yeah,
Read that, and then think I'm pressing send.
No. It's insane.
You shouldn't even be with the guy anymore. This should be your ex.
Anyway, yeah, welcome back, guys. Hope you guys are enjoying it. As you guys know, every single week without fail. Don't worry. I know you people are listening. We have time for the song of the week. So, basically, we have a playlist that's available on Apple Music.
Yep.
And it's available on Spotify.
Yep.
And we just basically add songs to it so people can vibe when they're out and about. You know what I mean? Enjoy themselves.
People have been loving it.
People really like it. Like, people be telling us we put them on good tunes.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
All right. Let's go. Come on.
Exactly.
Right. Small brag.
Yeah, small brag. No, small brag.
Sign us.
Sign us to do what exactly?
Yeah, legit. Oh, don't worry. There's different ways that people can and sign and then money will just be entering your account. But go on.
Legit. But yeah, so in the spirit of Valentine's Day.
Valentine is coming.
This time of the year.
Someone should be crying on that day, right?
I was going to say, this time of the year, so
off the phone, in the cupboard, not even watching, no story.
Nah.
So not me, though.
Oh. Not you, what?
No, it's me. Oh. This time I was so shocked.
I didn't know that.
Okay, sorry.
Last week. Well, anyways, like I said, we have a song of the week. So you guys already know the theme of this month is all things love, all things seduction. No, because you got to add a bit of the nice side too, okay, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's all things related to old school R&B. Like I said, this is my bag. This is my bag. I love this. You guys, I really hope you're enjoying it. Let us know if you are. So, like I said, we all add songs to the playlist. So everyone, I hope you've got your songs. And yeah, what songs will you guys be adding to the playlist this week?
Old school R&B.
Old school R&B.
My go-to always is Usher, You Don't Have to Call.
Wow.
Always.
That is solid.
Damn.
That is always. Solid.
I picked Usher as well.
Oh, just in time for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I picked Superstar.
Oh, good one. That gets
that's
you.
That's my go-to.
Yeah.
That's my
go-to. Wow. I'm so done. Okay, cool. No, those are good ones. I'm shocked that... Actually, am I shocked? Everyone always has a debate about like, oh yeah, like who's like the real king or,
of R&B.
Yeah.
We know who it is and we cannot say it on this pod.
Damn.
Chat. Wait, who is it?
Oh, yeah, I know she's going to say.
Ooh. Incarcerated.
I was thinking that.
Say less.
What are you girls? What are you girls adding?
We adding.
Can I add two?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the first one is Robin Thicke, Lost Without You.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's I heard that the other day for the first time in like 7 years. Banger.
Yeah.
Banger.
That's a good one, man. That's a good one.
And the second one is it Marcus Houston Clubbing?
Oh, you know we'll be up in the club. Come on. Yeah. That's a banger.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Retro.
Valentine's
what
Day.
Marcus Houston.
Is it naked? Has he got something naked?
Yes.
bro. That's banger.
That's the tune.
We'll add that as well.
Yeah, we will. What about you, Sharon?
I'm going to add Mario Music for Love.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I
don't know what song that is.
Nah.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe if I heard it.
Yeah.
Turn up your speaker.
I know the song.
I was actually going to add a Mario song as well. Basic Let Me Love You. I feel like that. I know it's repeated, but it still does a good thing. But another one I was going to add is Brandy. If you guys know,
I love Brandy.
And obviously had to be Brandy feat Monica. The boy is mine. That's a good one.
You know, that's
a good one.
The last episode or one of the episodes where we were talking about the guy. Have you seen that video of Brandy performing and then it pans to like a middle-aged white guy and he's doing this in the crowd.
Nah.
You love it.
Nah.
Yeah, that's a classic.
I went back to watch the full thing.
Same.
And I kept rewinding it because that guy. It was the MOBO Awards.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Okay.
He was getting it.
Yeah. Damn. Literally. Nah. He looked like, I think you said last time, he looked like he just come from work.
White shirt. Button, the tie is gone. Getting ready to boogie down.
Yeah, legit.
With his black queen.
I'm so dumb. Nah, but yeah, hope you guys enjoy the songs that we're adding to playlist. Let us know if you play it on Valentine's Day. Please be careful.
Please don't let us know.
Be careful.
That's careful.
Do you want me to have that playlist?
Yeah.
Well, you guys have playlist as well?
Yeah, we have.
Is it any kind of genre?
I think it was just anything we were feeling at the time. There was no specific vibe.
We haven't updated
that. Do you still have it now?
No, not in a minute.
We haven't done it in a minute. We need to though, innit?
Yeah, man. Get it going.
Yeah, it's a good vibe.
We will.
What is you guys' favourite genre of music?
Mine's R&B.
Okay, nice.
Old school R&B, I would say. Yeah.
I saw that you shared Shally Poppy on your story the other day, though.
Yeah.
What song?
Cast.
Before we get into like the rest of the episode, how are you guys doing?
Good. Can't complain.
How's your week been?
Like within ourselves.
Yeah. Like, how are you?
Week's been busy. And us.
Yeah, in fact, we had a busy recording week, bro. Yeah, today's Friday. We recorded Monday, God. Tuesday, Wednesday.
I know. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, you see why there are prayer points? We came in here
working overtime.
Busy week. Yeah.
And next week's even busier, no?
Yeah.
Damn.
I believe so, yeah.
Damn. Yeah, but we're good. It's good busy. Yeah, we're happy, man.
No, yeah, in this industry, it's good to be busy, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I'm having a busy week, it's not good.
Yeah. The day we're not busy, yeah, you're going to see me in the group panicking. Oh, God.
How are you guys?
I feel like every week I just come here and just say, like, something with work is just rubbish.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
But apart from that, I'm excited because, if you guys know, I'm, like, renovating my house.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah, and we're making some good progress. I can't lie. I'm not going to say where the builder's from, but where the builder's from, it plays a part to the quality of the work that I'm seeing. I'm sorry. I have to put it out there because I'm seeing some top-notch stuff. Every time I'm going into the house, I'm like, wow.
And you're picky as well.
And I'm
so that's
very
surprising.
Picky. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, he's meeting my standards.
When do you think you're going to move in?
I'm hoping by, like, Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh. Is it?
Right.
Why Valentine's Day?
Why?
Hey, she wants that blame. Yeah.
I'm joking.
No, it's
because my birthday's the day before. Okay. You know, so I want to be
a fan. Aquarius gang, let's go.
Yeah, man.
Oh, when's your birthday?
17.
Oh, nice. Same week.
Yeah, how are you, Tammy?
Yeah, good. I really wanted it to be Friday this week. I don't know.
Every day.
What yeah, because I wanted the week to end.
Okay.
From the moment it began.
Yeah, it was Monday. I was like, damn it. I need it to be Friday. But yeah, it was really good. We all went out. We went to the Davido concert.
Oh my God, yeah.
Which was
fantastic.
Good. Fantastic
show. I've seen mixed reviews, though.
Those people don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Because I said this. I was like, the fact that he was on time.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
We got a two-hour show.
Yeah.
He sounded okay.
Because literally the last time we were there, they were switching on the light.
Have you ever seen the light stage?
Whilst the show's going on.
That is a standard procedure in Nigeria.
Yeah, that's standard.
Artist.
It happens. Yeah. And you always miss like the big song that they meant to play.
Yeah.
Rema would just turn on the lights.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's crazy.
Yeah, Rema was late. Yeah. Damn.
Mm. A lot of sound issues as well.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, there was.
Mm.
Speaking of the O2.
Mm. You better in your hands. Yeah, sweet.
Aren't you guys
got a little shot going on?
Honestly, I was in the O2 when we were there on Sunday. I was just looking around. I was like, it's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. Yeah.
Tell us about it.
It's called the biggest you've ever had.
Why
did you have to say that on stage? Welcome to the biggest you've ever had.
100%. We wanted that to be in the title.
In brackets.
They shut that shit down. But yeah, it's gonna be good, man. It's really exciting. We've nearly sold out now.
Yeah, which
I was like beyond stressed about. Mm. So that's good. So now we just need to show up.
The time is flying.
And rehearse.
I hate rehearsing on every show we've ever done.
Mm. I hate it. I'm like a spoiled child.
Why would they not rehearse?
No, I'm just saying, like, it feels very natural.
We rehearse like an hour before.
Yeah, we don't rehearse, but this one.
This one is structured.
This one's going to be choreo, everything.
We're putting on a show for you.
Yeah, it's going to be show.
You had to bring that shiny pocket.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be a good show.
Are you guys nervous?
Not yet. It's still far away. But
Closer to the time. It'll be good.
Yeah, man. Where can people get tickets?
Our website.
Amen. One day. Pretty much everywhere.
O2 website.
I love that. Now make sure you guys check it out, man. We're going to be there. So.
Gang.
Yes.
We hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be decent.
Decent.
Just come out on time and don't turn on the lights.
We'll make sure our timing is perfect. Don't worry. We'll make sure our timing is perfect.
But yeah, anyway, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, we were thinking, like, everyone talks about Valentine's Day like it's, like, you know, joyous and great. And I wouldn't know. But apparently,
not a caveat, child.
Apparently it is.
But then also sometimes I feel like this is when you start hearing those horror stories.
Mm.
So we asked our audience to share some of their stories. So I put out like a question box on Instagram. And some of the things that I was seeing, I was shocked.
Hmm. Oh God, I'm triggered.
Someone said,
"Let's move on."
So I asked people to share their horror stories.
Yeah.
Someone said, "My ex-fiance dumped me and ended our engagement via text on Valentine's Day."
He didn't want to see her again,
bro.
He didn't want to see. He didn't want to deal with that again.
Yeah, he really didn't.
Ex-fiance
by text.
Yeah,
he made a choice.
Yeah, he did. Definitely. Definitely made a
That's
choice.
That's the only excuse for V-Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Facts, facts, facts.
Wow.
But I'm like, you're engaged.
Yeah.
You flew out that day.
Oh, that is so pissed. Yeah.
That's so sad.
That's brutal.
That is so sad.
Crazy, man.
Bring you to your knees, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't recover from that.
Yeah.
Text on Valentine's Day. From a fiance. It's done.
Nah.
It's done.
It's done.
Let's charge
one tick.
Yeah. Ah! Ah! Picture goes great.
Ah! You, man.
Oh, scream.
Nah, everyone's getting it. Yeah. Everybody is getting back.
No, but I'm just thinking, like, why are you not with your man going into Valentine's Day?
Maybe they live in different high places.
Sure.
Oh, sorry, yeah, is that what you do?
No, I'm just asking. It's just questions. Like I said.
It's not New Year's Eve, fam, about why you're not with your man about going into Valentine's Day.
Okay, sorry. I'm just saying, fiance.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a work I wouldn't working know, day. I don't know.
Where? Cool. Someone else said he mixed up. I love how it's just guys.
Ugh, of course.
Anyway, he mixed up the delivery address. I received a cake with some other girl's name.
That's sloppy behavior.
That's
insane.
Oh my god.
You can't even like read that up. There's no excuse. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You see me calling the company.
How dare you?
I had fun.
Wow. Damn.
But wait, was there like a message? Because if you just see a cake, like, you would just think, oh, someone randomly sent me a cake like
with someone else's name on it.
Yeah, but this is like from so and so. Of course it's going to say from. Your man.
From the love of my life.
Yeah.
That one. So you know what I mean? That one.
Yeah, little pet name.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, little Snickers.
But if you're only dating one person, who else would it be from?
Yeah, maybe it's a mistake because it's the wrong name. Saying, so I'm saying if I saw the wrong name,
right.
I'd be like, that ain't mine. That can't be mine. So,
are you eating it back?
Oh, I might eat it still. I like cake.
Press?
Yeah, man.
It's actually true. What does she do with the cake?
Yeah, it's true.
Eating it.
Boy. Someone said, spent all... this person sent in 3 different messages.
Oh,
you know when you keep replying to the question box?
Oh, God.
You go back to the story. Cool. She said, spent all month making a homemade keepsake box with pictures of us in it only for him.
Girls, we need to do
we
better.
Need to
this
stop.
Needs to stop.
That's cute.
A month. A homemade what? Sorry.
A homemade keepsake box?
Yeah, like keepsake.
Sorry, a month. For pictures in a box.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe she built the box from scratch. I don't know, fam. Cut down the tree.
Keepsake box is just like, here's a box of all the things. Like, it'll have the cinema ticket from your first date.
All your mom's.
Yeah.
Oh, 18.
Yeah.
Is that man?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Spend money.
Facts, bro.
Oh, it's
infuriating. Are you guys people that like appreciate like the sentimental stuff? Or is it more like, I can't lie, I want the big, if I want something big,
I
want it big.
I think it
does depend.
It for
depends.
Valentine's Day though.
I don't care about Valentine's Day.
I really couldn't care less about it.
Because
if anything, I'll go as far as saying I hate
you.
It's such a made up bullshit day.
Can't stand that day.
It's bollocks.
It's too close to my birthday. It's fuck Valentine's Day.
Facts. Because I'm the day before.
Bullshit,
and people try to mix. You can't be mixing.
So you want 2 presents?
Yeah, 100%. What do you mean? It's a different occasion.
It's true. What the hell? Everyone else.
No, like, what I do is on my birthday we turn like, hey, birthday, and then we go and celebrate our love. What's that got? Like, you know what I mean? It's different.
Nah, it's different. Yeah,
it's different, man.
Fair.
Nah, yeah, I hear it. Yeah. But I've been seeing guys like say now that they want stuff on Valentine's Day.
Why shouldn't we want stuff on Valentine's
Day? It's not girls. It's not girls.
Saying
there.
Like, but you guys said you hate it.
I hate it because I've never had nothing ever.
Oh.
Nothing but expectations and disappointment, bro.
Oh,
and a cash loss.
Yeah.
It's such a shit day.
It's the worst day, bro. And you can never meet the expectation.
Really?
Well, yeah, I get what you mean. This is the thing, right? This is why you can never meet the expectation. This is why you can never meet the expectation. Because these times, homegirl is looking at Stormzy's performance.
She's comparing.
Yeah. Where he spent 10 bags. He probably wasn't even home. Yeah. He just sent someone to the yard to dash stuff everywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Do you know what it looks like?
Yes.
And then Maya's in there like, oh my God. And then, the love of my life is like, what the fuck?
I got one rose.
Yeah, where's my shit? It's just, you can't compete. Yeah, so.
There's a lot of comparison on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I think you just make it your own.
In what way?
As in, you shouldn't really be looking at what other people are doing.
Yeah, but that's not what happens in reality, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying in an ideal world, everyone should just make Valentine's Day. They should just cater to their own.
What I do hear about Valentine's, because I used to work in hospitality. Yeah. So that week. Couples. It was such bullshit. Yeah. Everyone comparing and like who can bring the best gift or bit or such bullshit.
No. Proposals and thing.
Proposals in the champagne.
I was gonna even say my friend. I remember she was working at, I won't say the branch, but a Novotel, and she did a shift on Valentine's Day. Oh my!
What was her role?
It's a question. I should have said she's a receptionist.
Oh, sorry. Wow.
Okay. Because if you're the cleaner, I don't know what it's going
on. Everywhere.
I'm taking annual leave on that day.
No, legit.
What?
Legit. Oh my God.
I'm calling sick.
What do you mean? Suffering will make me sick at the end of the day. No, literally. Wow. But yeah, anyway, so she was saying that that day, like in fact that week, like you mentioned, is absolutely insane. But also you see like the madnesses that people can be up to, in the sense of one girl in, then they're coming out and then bring another person in, and then they have to
say that's juicy. Gossip is crazy. I love that.
Why are you even giving a tick to the receptionist to just act like I ain't been here?
Fuck up.
Wait. Yes. Is this happening all on Valentine's Day or Valentine's week? Valentine's. As if a guy has booked out a room for a week.
What?
Every day.
It has to be the day.
Is it the day?
Because you can't be 13th. Yeah, can't be on the 13th.
Yeah.
She knows she's side.
Yeah. Or unless he plays it smart, come link me on the 13th, overlap to the
14th.
Someone like me,
yeah,
I'd already see that as a red flag. You're already there. Why are we not checking in on the day?
No, you're with him on the 13th.
He checks back in.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But in this occasion.
That's some skillful work.
No, but in this occasion, he paid the receptionist, Alaka, I ain't been here, and gave me a new room.
Oh, so she was just typing nothing.
She was like, okay, let me begin
the room. Just typing nothing. Just AI.
Props to the receptionist, though. If you ladies were the receptionist, would you bait him out?
I'm not bait him out. That's not my business.
Yes.
Yeah. No, serious.
No, I
can't lie. Sorry, a job is a job. I gotta keep my job.
Also,
I wouldn't take the money, but I would just.
You would take the money?
Why would you not take the money?
What's I need it, man.
You're a receptionist at Novotel.
You need the money on Valentine's Day. Yeah, you need that money.
Yeah, you couldn't even get the day off of Valentine's Day. You need some kind of compensation.
Upon reflection, I need it still. Upon reflection, I'll take it. I forgot where I work. I thought I was still in PE. Maybe just do it on the side. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry,
but just to even continue, I don't know if you saw the TikTok again about a wife basically saying that she was like, it wasn't Valentine's Day, but to do the hotels and stuff, it just reminded me. She basically said that she was at home with her kids and like her husband said, oh, business trip, blah, 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 blah.
Anyway, long story short, the receptionist, like, obviously had the guy's name. He came in, checked to the hotel, and it was the hotel that he claimed he was going for, like, for the business trip. So the wife knew where he was. And she was trying to get through to him, but she couldn't. So she called the reception and was like, "Hi, I'm trying to get through to my husband. He's in room so-and-so. Like, can you please transfer me back to, like, the room?" And she's just like, "Sorry, who did you say you are?"
Play along.
Literally.
Yeah. "Who'd you say you are?" And then she said, "I'm so sorry."
No! Why are you ruining the marriage like that?
No.
How is your place so to ruin a marriage like that?
She said she hung up the phone, she packed the bags, she took the kids and she left.
I'm so sorry.
I know. She's, "I'm so sorry."
Did
that was
you guys
it.
See Damn. This week? Is it AFCON where...
Brother trying to get a number,
yeah.
Was it?
No. So there's this like...
It was all up in her
ear. Oh, God.
Someone sent it.
Allowed, bro.
Someone
sent it.
Someone explain.
Basically, as the game is going on, because you know African copulation is going on, so there's one guy, but he looks like in his 50s, maybe 60s, like trying to talk to one
sweet
young
one.
Yeah.
And he's
young
like trying
girl.
To get her number.
And then, but you can see that the girl is visibly uncomfortable. Oh, like, God. And the camera is panned to them. And he's like, she's like, but you know he had to come out and publicly apologize
to his family,
his wife and his kids.
That's crazy.
Bro.
Yeah, and he didn't even get the number. So you did all of that for what?
Yes, man.
Apologize to his wife and kids.
That's
publicly. You know, when they do the NBA games, they do the little kiss count.
Yeah.
Oh, whenever Don is with his side, it's like, stop.
Yeah. I'd move feet. The fuck are we talking about? I'd move feet.
Okay, that's too funny.
What was the rest of?
Yeah, let me read it. Let me start.
Spent all month making a homemade keepsake box.
Now we're talking about. Wow,
silly little box.
But she said it's three different boxes.
Oh yeah,
brother. Okay, cool. Spent all month making a homemade keepsake box.
It gets worse every single time you say it.
Yeah, can we not say that?
I can't get to the end.
Sorry.
Okay, right. I'll just skip to the next bit. No, I have to read that bit.
Because she's mid-sentence, man.
Okay.
Spent all month making a homemade keepsake box with pictures of us in it, only for him to get me nothing. Sorry, only for him to get me nothing and then yell at me for doing something so special because it made him look bad.
Huh?
Oh. Moral of the story, never do anything.
Never do anything.
Okay. Yell at her. Do something.
That's insane.
I'm not going to lie. If I was a piece of shit, I would yell as well.
That's the only thing you've done.
Because I've done nothing. Yeah. I feel bad. And your argument is this box.
Yeah, it's true.
And then you're going to tell me, first of all, it did take 1 month. I'm not going to stand for that.
It actually didn't.
I'm not going to say you did it this afternoon. You did it this afternoon. And then you're gonna chastise me for not playing along. Because we had an agreement.
Mm.
No gifts.
No gifts.
Yeah.
You just start with gifts.
Yeah.
No, I'm but living. Everyone knows when you say no gifts, it means gifts. Surely.
Let's not say no gifts then.
Facts,
yeah, why would you say no gifts?
Just to say
no gifts just means I get nothing.
Yeah, facts.
I get a keepsake box.
Facts. And I have to spend.
Yeah, and the G-Wagon's waiting for you outside.
Yeah.
Imagine.
That's a G-Wagon. Someone said, "Is there anything more horrific than Oscar Pistorius?" You know, I actually didn't know that he shot his girlfriend on Valentine's.
Was it on Valentine's?
Oh, mad.
Oh, right. He got let free.
Yeah, he's out, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not know.
They broke
that is
James.
Crazy.
Yeah. Right. That is peak.
Gosh.
Another girl said that her friend shat all over her man and his parents' bed after eating a dodgy meal out.
First of all,
you weren't even supposed to be there.
Yeah, why are you in the house?
Wait, on their bed and the parents' bed.
On him and the parents' bed.
Wait,
say that again.
Yeah.
Okay, say that again.
Jesus, too bad. My mate shat all over her man and his parents' bed after eating a dodgy meal out.
So they were banging on the parents' bed?
Yeah, they were banging on the parents' bed. Oh, and she had
the runs.
She had the runs.
She had the runs. Yeah.
Disgusting.
Nasty, nasty work.
This is why you take your lactose tablets wherever you're going if your lactose is dead. Because you can't play with those things at all. Boy.
Wow. He slipped in the wrong hole and she just...
Oh God! Next segment!
Not the wrong hole, yeah. Okay, cool. I've got a dilemma. Someone sent it in as like their horror story, right? By email. This Valentine's Day horror story is a decade old, but I'll never forget it. I was 19 years old dating a 28-year-old.
Mistake number one.
No, legit.
Mistake number one.
What are you doing there? Yeah.
28 and 19. That's insane.
Sure. Mm.
God dang.
Nino, call the police.
Nino!
No, call them.
No, legit.
Wow.
Call the police.
No, legit. Cool. Then she goes in brackets. And I don't know. It was just something about it being in brackets that it's not even part of the main story. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
In brackets. Who I later found out had a whole family while I was dating, while he was dating me.
No, no shit.
Obviously.
He's 28. You're in sixth form.
No, legit.
You're in sixth form. He's a grown man.
He's just you.
Yeah.
Legit.
He's pulling an R.
Oh my God.
That's disgraceful. Wow, man. That's
that
horrible.
No, that gets me. That okay, cool. Oh, anyway, he told me to be ready at 6 p.m. for dinner. He didn't show up until 8. Mm. Me assuming that it was Valentine's Day.
He had to put them kids to bed.
They're parries. You're the bottom of my list.
I'll get you when I'm done.
Hey, me assuming that it was Valentine's Day and I should get dressed up, I put on a play suit, some 5-inch heels, did a full face of makeup and threw my box braids in a bun.
Oh, she black. Oh, sorry.
Why did you say that?
I just got Happy Black History Month.
As I was walking down the driveway, my heel got caught in the crack.
God, what day is this? She hasn't even seen the guy yet.
Oh, gosh. Okay, cool. As I was walking down my driveway, my heel got caught in a crack in the road and I twisted my ankle.
Oh, God.
19, this is the worst.
No, this is...
This is the most scarring experience.
Twisted an ankle is crazy.
No, honestly.
In heels?
Oh,
nah. God. I should have taken that as a hint and that it was going to be an awful night. Fortunately, I wasn't injured and I proceeded to get into the car. As I entered the car, I noticed that he had sweatpants on and a dingy old T-shirt. Mm-mm. He said, "What are you wearing? You're way too overdressed."
Uh-huh.
I asked what we're doing and he said, "It's a surprise."
Oh, God.
So I went in to go and grab some sneakers. We then went on our way to this surprise remote location. He parked outside of this pier with a gate that says no trespassing.
Oh, God.
And proceeds to pull out two fishing rods.
What?
Out of the back of his trunk. He said, "Get out, we're going fishing." Here I am.
The fear that will run through.
Get out.
We're going fishing.
It's 8 p.m., by the way. The fish are sleeping. What the heck? Cool. Here I am, dressed to the nines, and this guy has me about to fish. Then we get to the gate, and he tells me I have to squeeze through a part of the gate.
Whoa.
With her twisted ankle.
In her place suit. Okay, cool, sorry. Then we get to the gate and he tells me I have to squeeze through a part of the gate that was exposed where someone must have broken in because there was a big red sign saying stop, no loitering, no trespassing. I was a voluptuous woman back then.
Oh, God.
And my place suit got caught on a piece.
On a piece of the gate.
And it ripped. Even after all of this, my silly young self went along with it.
This is
literally the worst thing.
Holding the flags for him.
Waving them.
I sat on the edge of the dock with my foolishly freezing. With him foolishly freezing my ass off and fishing while other trespassers were also fishing and catcalling me.
I'm so dumb.
Finally, I told him.
It's just bad people. The bad gang has come out.
Do you know what I mean?
Fishing.
Crazy.
My God.
Wait. Finally, I told him to take me home. He agreed and said, "Wait, let me make it up to you. Let's stop for dinner." Hesitantly, I said, "Okay." This man pulls up to Burger King.
Jesus.
And tells me to get whatever I want. At this point, I'm in tears. I told him.
This is not even funny.
You're bad for nothing.
Burger King. Bro.
Get whatever
you want. On Valentine's Day.
God. I don't even think it was the drive-thru because he just was like, "Get what you want."
Fair,
just limping.
She's limped to the door, isn't it?
And this was 10 years. You said it was 10 years.
Oh, they didn't even have to go face to face.
Have to go.
Yeah. At this point, I'm in tears. I told him that he was lame for giving me the bare minimum and to just take me home. Worst Valentine's Day of my life to date. Jesus.
That sounds horrendous.
That's really bad.
No. That is, how do you tell your girls about that? Because the thing is as well, you'd have told your girls like, yeah, yeah, he's taking me out. They'd have asked you what you did. Fishing? Burger King?
Yeah. And the thing is, she'll probably be like, oh yeah, my man is older.
Yeah. Yeah. She would have hyped it.
He would have hyped
it. He got the thing on lock.
He's driving me.
He's driving.
He's picking me up.
Yeah, I got my play suit.
My baby's taking me out tonight.
Yeah.
Hey.
And you're left with ripped clothes. Ripped clothes, limping.
Nah. These times, there's a Brenna in her lecture that loves her.
Mm.
There's a Brenna lecture hall that loves her. Who probably works at the Burger King. Works at the fucking Burger King.
Have
you guys had like any like dreadful dates? Like, have you ever had to pause and be like, I can't lie, I really want to leave?
Dreadful dates? Nah, but there's been a time where I didn't have enough money to pay for a date.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Yeah.
What's not dreadful about that?
This was, to be fair, facts. Fucking facts. So I feel like the date was fine at the time, but the payment situation. And the same person that helped you, the same person that helped me.
Right, you got to relax.
Wait,
so you've been in this position as well, then?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I can't remember, like...
It was Valentine's Day as well, actually.
Oh,
it was Valentine's Day as well.
That's why you guys hate it.
Yeah.
Mine wasn't Valentine's Day. I can't remember when it was. Mine was just a date.
Was it a first date?
It was a first date. Yeah. We were talking on, I think, WhatsApp back in the day, and linked up, went for food, and it's one of them ones where you're looking at the menu and you're mentally looking at your bank account.
You didn't check.
I didn't have the intuition to check the menu or check prices back then. Like, I wasn't thinking about stuff. I was just picking a place. Let's go. Like, I want to see you in it.
Yeah.
You
know what
I
mean?
I want to see you. I want to see you. The fuck? So yeah, I think when it was like in between mains and desserts, quick toilet trip.
Yeah.
Broski, I'm gonna need X amount because I'm in a situation.
Yeah,
he patterned it.
Okay.
You got the food in the end.
Yeah. But, how long do you think you were in the toilet for?
Probably not long because I think I may have messaged him. Like,
ahead of time.
I was gonna start.
Keep your phone on high. Hold on, I'm gonna need that help.
He came through.
How about yours?
The date. Bruv. Yeah, Valentine's Day. I remember San Carlo in Birmingham.
I love San Carlo.
I checked. My boy told me it was teeth. Yeah. I had zero money, but I had £200 in my overdraft. I was like, it's going to pattern it. Because back then, I didn't know anything could cost more than £200.
Yeah.
We went there, and I think the bill came to like 100 and 160. I was like, yeah, light. Declined.
Stop.
I said, no, it can't be true. He said, do you want me to get another machine? I said, please, you get another machine. Declined again. And we just sat there in silence.
Jesus.
And then, yeah, I was shaking. So, yeah, I had to text my boy in front of her.
So she even knew. You couldn't even... you did a better job because you went to the toilet. But you thought you were calm, innit?
Yeah. I thought it was patterned. There was no pre-game. There was no nothing. Yeah. I thought I had it 110%. I checked it at the ATM outside the restaurant while I was waiting for her. I was certain it was patterned, but
denied I feel
twice.
Like you checked the wrong number because you know sometimes they'll give you available balance.
They'll gas you up.
Current balance, available balance, two different things.
Was that first date?
Nah, this was my girlfriend.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
It was first date. No. I would have abandoned her or something.
But she should have, like,
wanted
to help. Yeah.
She did offer. She was broke as well. This was like first year of uni. So she said, do you want me to call my dad and sort it?
Stop! What are you talking?
Your father!
No.
Stop!
So yeah, I had to ring my boy. And he didn't answer the first time either.
Oh no!
And then he took ages to send it.
But I'm in a situation.
Yeah, so I remember whilst he was waiting to send it, Donnie with the machine came around again. I was like, are we ready now? And I was like, bro, no.
Why don't they ever get the heat?
did. Yeah. No, honestly, I was going to say.
I'll call you when I'm ready. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
It was the worst day of my life. It was brutal.
Do you know, I was thinking, I don't think I've had like a dreadful date. Like,
that's good.
I haven't had a dreadful date, but not that I've been on the date, but even the lead up to it for me, like, is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes wonder why girls put themselves in situations where they end up in a bad date when the red flags were there before.
Like I said, women will look at the red flag.
Yeah.
They'll say,
Yeah.
They'll take the red flag. Delicious. They'll start yeah. waving it. Yeah. They'll be looking at the guy waving it until that. Anyway.
Yeah. Have you guys had any bad dates?
Sure.
You haven't?
Oh, you have?
Sorry.
I can't lie. I had a story for Tammy on that date. Like,
she had a story for me.
Do you remember?
No.
Are you going to tell it?
Okay, it's a bit... I'll try and cut it down. Basically, my first ever boyfriend...
remember?
It was my birthday. I think it was my birthday.
It was your birthday.
Yeah, it was my birthday. And at the time, I was in uni. I went to Coventry.
Gang.
You guys went Coventry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously... Yeah. Was it my birthday?
I think it was.
Yeah. Oh, anniversary. It was my birthday. Cool. So my boyfriend at the time, he drove, you know.
Convertible thing, yeah.
Cool. So at the time, I think he wanted to get a new car.
Mm.
So then he must have... So he came to see me in Coventry. Then we were going to drive to London because I was going to celebrate my birthday in London. So he must have been like, oh, he's looking to get a new car. So he wanted to test drive... like a BMW at the time. Mm-hmm. So he's gone to Coventry BMW and been like, oh, he wants to test drive the car. And back then you could like test drive the car for like 24 hours and then bring it back to... Mm. Are you right?
No.
Just test drive the car and bring it back. Cool. Mm. Bear in mind it's my birthday weekend.
Mm.
So he's got in the car and we're like, okay, let's drive to London. So we're driving to London. Now that I'm thinking about it, sorry, it's not that bad, but it was bad at the time. So we're driving to London and then I think we must have checked into a hotel and then gone to dinner and then, no, this was even before we'd even left Coventry. I was sitting at home and then he comes back with the car. And I'm like, oh, you got the car, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, when do you need to return the car? And he's like, he needs to return it by 10 a.m. the next day.
In Coventry. And you're going to London.
And we're going to London. You know, I cried.
You cried.
You know, I cried. I said, do you hate me? I cried in my bed because I was just like, we're not going.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand men's thought process. I'm thinking, why can't you just, why do you have to flex on my birthday?
Yeah,
the wrong day. Oh, bring the BMW. Bear in mind, at the time we had a Ford. I don't know where we were going from Ford to BMW.
At uni as well.
Let him dream. Let him dream.
I'm pulling up to the capital with something.
Yeah, man.
Why do you have to dream on my birthday? Like,
dream on your day.
I don't get many special occasions.
Yeah.
Because Valentine's Day, that was a shit show. So I was down to one more celebration.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Yeah.
So why would you think it's okay?
Yeah.
To rent.
Is it the same guy? Valentine's Day shit show. Same brother.
Yeah, man.
All kinds of shows.
Yeah.
Man.
So he was. Yeah. So I cried and I was just like, "You just hate me."
Yeah. So are you in London at this point?
No, you're still in Coventry. Broken the news to me that we have to be back in Coventry by 10 a.m. the next day.
Wow.
Do you know how far London is to Coventry? And we were saying in Central.
Yeah.
Nah. So and I feel like it was like a weekday. So we're even trying to beat congestion charge. We're trying to. It was just.
God. Damn.
It was bad.
I forgot about that.
No, I actually, like, I cried.
Mm. So, what did you end up doing?
6 a.m. the next day, we were up prep and ready to go. I slept in the car, boy.
Nah.
Birthday ruined.
Oh,
I think
God.
I even paid for my birthday meal as well.
I was going to say, there was something about that day.
No,
stop it.
Back then, I was working at Tesco, so you know. I had the ting on lock.
Yeah.
Paying a half on Sundays. I used to do weekends. So Sunday, I used to get a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had that student loan, money from parents. So I was balling.
Yeah. When you're at uni and you're working and you're getting like £300-400 a month from your job, you're like, I'm a baller.
Yeah.
I went to Miami on that money.
Yeah, you did.
So did we.
No.
Yeah.
And... No, I was bawling. Time and a half on Sunday.
It's a time and a half.
Please. And that Tesco discount, so we didn't even have to pay full price for food.
Oh, three? Really? You get discount?
Ah, when you're working there, why would you not get discount?
I don't know why I didn't actually think about that.
Oh, well.
Is it good?
Yeah, it'll be like 10%, but then on some weeks, it'll be like 20.
Ooh.
Jiggy. Jiggy, yeah. To get those Müller corners in and all that stuff.
Müller corners in.
What?
Yeah, they expect then, you as well. Yeah,
and then sometimes Tesco like to do some good deals. They'll now drop it down to like 30p. I'm like, what? Even before it touches the customers, I'm like behind the scenes at the back getting the,
that's
getting
hilarious.
The yogurt.
Getting the yogurt before the customers. That was my bag.
You're silly.
I'm that's so hilarious. Dumb. But yeah, that's my little story.
Damn, Chan, did you have you had any bad dates?
I probably have, but I can't even be bothered to relive it.
It's not entertaining bad. Do you know what I mean? It's yeah. boring. Like.
Lost without you. Can't help myself. Bring back song of the week.
Jesus. Okay, cool. So another thing that I wanted to do with you guys is I love playing games. Like I spend my time on TikTok. Just like playing all these different games, challenges, and all these sort of things. And one of my favorite ones, because it's kind of linked to Valentine's Day, because, yeah, it's to do with guessing whether two people are in a relationship, whether they're siblings. Just from the picture. It's a mad,
crazy game.
It's a crazy game, but I'm telling you, it's
it sounds
easy.
It does sound fun.
It's not easy.
Okay. Have you not heard that, like, people that are in relationships for a long time start to look like each other?
No, I haven't.
You've never heard that.
Marriage.
I've heard about their dogs. Yeah, say people look like their dogs.
Yeah.
No, I've people say they look like their cats.
What?
That's yeah,
okay,
that's
that?
Strange.
Yeah, that's strange. Boy, I don't know about the cats one, but
these. But you said that you look like a meerkat, so what are we doing here?
Oh, that's true, though. Do you guys see that one?
They said that you look like a meerkat.
No, I think I look like a meerkat.
Oh.
Janet Jackson.
And you don't think you look like Janet Jackson?
No, I don't see that one.
That's. You said you look like an animal.
Yeah,
I'm a human.
A young Timon, isn't it?
No, he's my guy.
Timon.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I'm gonna bring up some images for you guys. And essentially, for those who are listening, in case you can't understand, I'm gonna show the guys a picture of a couple. Mm-hmm. And simply you have to guess, are they dating or are siblings. They siblings?
I'm praying this is not a couple.
Okay, the first
it's
one.
Not a couple.
As in this
sorry,
one.
Siblings. Yeah. I'm praying it's not siblings.
Yeah. First picture. What are you thinking?
Now that I'm looking at the teeth are pretty similar, my bro.
Teeth.
You'd be surprised.
Is that what we're choosing?
Teeth, smile. I would say siblings. Sorry, couple, but I'm deep in their faces a bit more.
They don't even look the same race. They have to be a couple.
Couple though.
They're grown ass siblings and she's holding his neck like this. They have to be a couple.
I agree.
I'm you saying they look.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking at a couple too. They don't look alike to me.
I think they're siblings.
Is it?
Like a half brother thing.
Fair.
Same dad.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so those people are siblings.
I told you.
Disgraceful.
With his mama.
Man's breast out like this.
They look alike, man.
Nah, boy.
It's not easy. Yeah, it's not easy. So switch to the next one. What are you guys thinking on this one?
So they were siblings.
Yeah, they were siblings.
Damn.
Your face.
Let me see. This could be like her special couple. Day.
It has to be a couple.
It's a couple.
Look how she's holding his sternum.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a couple.
I'm just saying sibling, you know.
No, this one looks like a couple because if I'm judging by the background, it looks like that the wedding and the way that they're standing is like, oh, I'm presenting my
your
boyfriend.
Sister will never touch you like this.
Yeah, my sister will never touch you. Facts. But I don't know what these men are on.
We have to vote together.
I know, and I know you're going to say a couple, so let's say a couple, but I think so.
But to be fair, you got it right last time, so you can choose the vote for this one.
I will stick with sibling.
You'll stick with sibling. What do you guys...
What did you think it was?
Couple.
Yeah, they have different noses.
Damn.
Fair.
They do.
They're siblings, y'all.
Honestly.
What do you mean they're
siblings?
Siblings, I'm sure.
Told you.
These
ones have to be siblings. This one is siblings.
Which is
making me want to say couple.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, because this game is playing tricks.
They both, no, it's not couple, they're siblings. They've both got a widow's peak.
Not the widow's peak.
Widow's peak. don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's, you know the...
You got one.
Not you not knowing what you have. Not you not knowing what you have.
Right. Yeah, Megan, don't you dare zoom in with your eyes. Don't you dare zoom in. That's the widow's peak.
It's that little triangle.
Yeah. I just call it the triangle thing. The widow's peak.
You got that.
You got that.
You drew man out on camera.
Sorry, bro. Sorry.
Cool. Sorry.
Siblings. They have to be siblings.
Yeah.
You guys are saying siblings as well?
Yeah. But I feel like you're going to say they're a couple, but let's go with siblings.
Damn, you guys are crap because these people are dating.
That's not possible.
What?
They're dating.
They need to do a 23andMe.
Facts. No, but this one, I'm confused. I can't even lie.
Damn.
Because they actually look so alike, but they're dating.
So wait, these ones are a couple, but not the one that was doing Touch My Breast.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but you know, also sometimes when you just, like, you don't think about it, like, you're touching, you just...
Sorry, I don't hug my brother like... I don't take pictures of my brother like that.
Okay.
That's... With my hand on his...
Oh, no. Yeah, it's a bit much. That's too intimate, man.
She's quite gummy.
They clearly...
They have,
the ratio is off, innit?
They have to be together. They can't be siblings.
Yeah.
Look at the way they're presenting their dogs. It's not sibling behavior.
It's just not.
Yeah.
I think they're together.
They have to be together.
Have to be
they
a couple.
Have to be.
Yeah, they're a couple.
Wow, you guys are actually just so bad because they're siblings.
This game's disgusting.
She's
I need to speak to their parents.
Yeah, legit.
Maybe it's a family dog, you know, just.
But that's
they're grown.
No,
that's a pose.
I know.
Damn.
Pose. Head touching.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. First of all,
I'm joking. They can't be a couple. They are siblings.
No, they siblings. Can't be. Noses.
They
siblings.
Can't be a couple.
Siblings. I'm not going to say why.
You're sick.
They're siblings. They are siblings. Sento's the siblings.
Siblings. Siblings.
They don't look alike, though.
Nah, they're siblings. The they're, siblings. The they're siblings. They're siblings. They're siblings.
Siblings. Siblings.
She's not having it.
Because.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
I really think. Siblings.
If they're a couple,
then
it's
a couple of womans.
Couple of what?
Romans.
I would be.
So, what are you guys locking? What are you guys locking?
Siblings.
They have to be siblings.
They're siblings.
Oh,
thank the Lord. Yeah, you guys seen a sigh of relief. They have to be siblings, but I know they're a couple.
Nah, I think they're siblings off the bat. Off the bat.
Why are you saying that?
I don't know. Just.
I hear it.
Why would you
see what
even
I'm saying?
Hug
I don't
you?
Need to say it.
Why
yeah.
would you hug your mother like this?
Yeah, he's hugging her kind of awkwardly as well.
But
yeah.
I think that I actually think they're dating just because it looks too like. I feel like you're trying to trick us, basically.
I'm just showing y'all picture.
Interesting.
Him too.
I'm torn, you know, because it looks like the mum said, "Quick, hug." Do you know what
I mean?
It looks like same for siblings,
though. Same for siblings. I'm sticking with siblings. I think it's siblings.
I'm distracted by the clothes siblings. In the background.
Not the clothes in the background.
Like
on his chest.
I have no idea.
You want to go?
I'm saying
siblings.
You're saying I think it's be more towards couple.
I will go with you on this one, but I think it's a couple.
Let's go couple then.
Yeah,
okay.
Couple.
What you guys? You guys think that's right?
She's sticking her tongue out.
Yeah.
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 That's a couple thing. Say less.
That's a couple.
Yeah. We'll say couple, right?
Yeah, you guys are right. So they're
okay, okay. Not bad.
Yeah, so damn. I think those are all the ones that I want to show you guys. Yeah. But it's not easy, you know?
No, that was wild.
Bro, some of these, I always say some of these relationships that people be having, questionable.
I can't lie. If someone said I looked like my partner,
nah,
I would be upset.
I would be
if
so sad.
Someone played this game with me and my love.
Yeah, no. And they guess wrong.
And they were like, nah, siblings.
They look alive.
No.
That's disgraceful.
But damn. But anyway, thank you guys so much for coming down. We appreciate you guys coming on.
Thank you guys so much for watching. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at BTSpod_, and also on Snapchat. I was trying to.
Anyway.
We're trying to get there.
But anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this one. We'll see you guys in our next one. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.